Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
But they use it for tax purposes. They use it as write-offs at the end of the year.
So that's why he's going to owe all that money.
That's exactly why.
I thought he owed it to Trump. That don't make no sense.
I guess that's what they all do.
Yeah, I feel you, but I can't see me doing it, man. I can't see me just, okay, if I got $100 million in the bank, that's mine. Fuck the endorsement deals, fuck this, that, and the other. I got $100 million put up. Dog. I mean, first of all, I'm not gonna buy no $30 million crib. I mean, but now $5 million, yeah, I'm finna go pay cash money. Here, drop that $5 right quick. Here you go.
They have those people, you know, they got people in their ear, they got those accountants and all those people and all. If you just get a mortgage, you can write this off at the end of the year, you get this certain amount back and blah, blah, blah. That's what they do, man.
But I thought they seized his property.
Huh?
So what? I thought they took his property, so why do he still owe? I thought the banks took his property.
They foreclosed on it.
But he still got to pay that back.
He couldn't pay. And he still owed the original loan on it.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how that works with. I'm not rich motherfuckers, but poor motherfuckers. Hey, you file bankruptcy, cut your fucking losses, and that's that.
Well, but see, not in their cases though.
Right,
they can't do
said,
it. They can't do it like we do it. It's different laws for them.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Chapter 7. Fuck y'all.
I mean, okay. You bought a car, right? Let's say you bought a car. You got payments on it. You know, when they repossess the car, you still got to make those payments.
That's still part of your
loan.
Good luck.
Same thing.
All right, I'm saying I know it's the same thing, dog. What I'm saying is, shit, we filed Chapter 7, and that's gone. We pay that little shit off. We out. Fuck that car.
But it don't work like that when you're a millionaire.
I thought they could still file bankruptcy. Yeah, you got motherfuckers that own the whole company filing bankruptcy. So I don't know about that one, man. We ought to do a little investigation.
Trust me, man. You can still file Chapter 7. But, okay, see, what y'all fail to realize is even though you file bankruptcy, it's clear for 7 years. After 7 years, those companies can still come after you.
Dude, trust me, I understand how bankruptcy go. I done filed it twice. Shit, I know how it go. I'm just saying. I'm thinking that ain't no way in hell. I mean, I don't see him giving up 90% of his earnings. I don't see it. But, I mean, if you said, I'm going to have to check into
it's
that.
It's court ordered, bro. Google it. It's court ordered.
I understand, but hell, for that amount, I might as well not play.
You still got what he gonna do? He ain't got no degree. All he know is football.
He still gotta play. But speaking of millionaires, dog, you know who I didn't know had money all the way to the time they went to jail?
Who?
Rick James. That motherfucker has a paper, dog.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. I watched it behind the music. Dog. That dude, Rick James, hey, that shit that they got into with Dave Chappelle, dog, as funny as that shit was the fucking truth. Rick James was a motherfucking bass.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Man, I'm Rick James, bitch. Hey, I can believe everything, every part of that skit, I can believe he actually did, dog. This motherfucker was getting so fucking high. They like, man, his guitarist was like, how fucking high can you get with your eyes rolling in the back of your head? He like, this motherfucker's dead. Like, fuck it, I need some more. Like, man, hold on. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Not so much.
Okay. I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration. I mean, seriously, though. Not your name. Could you party with a motherfucker, Rick James?
You mean right now or back in the day?
Rick James was at his peak. Think you could party with a motherfucker like
I used to party like that. I didn't, you know, I ain't do all that stuff, but I've been to parties like that, yeah.
Man, I mean, have you seen the Behind the Music with Rick James?
No, I haven't seen that one. But I've been to parties where they snorting and doing all that stuff. I mean, people do what they do, but that don't mean I got to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I done been to some parties too. I done been to some too, but I don't think me, you, Father Time, Wig, I don't think all of us together been to the likes of a Rick James party.
No, did my man go to jail for kidnapping
the
bitch, making her
get high? Yeah. No, but see, that's the fucked up part, man. The dude was so fucking gone. I mean, yeah, he said he didn't do it, but he really couldn't tell you if he did it or not. That motherfucker was zooted. Now, the motherfucker say, look here, man. It wasn't shit to just spend $6,000 on just cocaine. Not the liquor, not the weed, not the hoes. That's just for the cocaine.
He's doing the Charlie Sheen.
No, the dude had a mansion. You hear me? He turned his mansion, a mansion, not no little bullshit houses we live in. A fucking mansion. He turned the mansion into a crack house. No.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Who the fuck turned the mansion? The dude, he was like, shit. I go out, come back home with 20 people. I only knew one of them. 19 of them I didn't even know. And he said motherfuckers would stay there for weeks. Weeks. He had a mansion. He like, I don't give no fuck. No, his shit, he said it out his own mouth. My house was a crack house. A rest haven was a motherfucking crack house. So... But then when he went to jail, like, now just imagine, he went on a five-year binge. Five-year binge, didn't sell no music. You know what I'm saying? Well, he didn't make no more music, nothing. Five-year binge, man. Motherfucker like, shit, he had $1 million bond and bonded right the fuck out. Motherfucker like, oh, I had money.
Well, that's probably from them, I'm pretty sure he got revenue checks and shit coming in.
But I say he had to have hella revenue checks coming in, dog.
So you know, once he went to jail, his music was popping. He went at his peak.
No, that's what I'm saying. Before he even went to jail.
Oh, before he went to jail.
Yeah. When he burnt the bitch and all that. No, yeah. Man, wait a minute. The motherfucker, dog, this is why I think that everything that they did on that Dave Chappelle shit, that's why I think everything is true, man. He say that him, his old lady, and they had another woman. Oh, well, they thought about threesomes wasn't shit. Like, I guess him, his old lady and the other broad got into it. So her and the broad got the fight. Man, I guess the girl kicked his wife in the stomach, but his wife was pregnant. So they asked Rick, what you do? He said, I punched the bitch in the eye. So now, not only do he got two cases, he got two cases of confinement, aggravated assault, man, he was facing two life terms in prison. Man, Rick James was off the motherfucking chain, dog. Fuck Ike Turner. Rick James is my new idol. Fuck Ike Turner. Rick James is a motherfucker.
Cocaine a hell of a drug.
Man, can you just imagine, dog? Just imagine Rick James up in the motherfucker. He just walking. Hey, he coming in just walking. I mean, he come downstairs. He see all these damn women just sitting there. I can just imagine it.
Hey, bitch, come here. Get out your motherfucking man. Come here.
Come here, bitch. I mean, dog, I was tripping on it, dog. I was too outdone, man. I'm like, shit. Go ahead, Rick. I know a lot of women probably like, hey, fuck that, dude. He wasn't shit. I like Rick James. Hold on. We got two calls. got a new caller calling. Caller, what's happening?
How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, mother?
Nothing much, nothing much. How is everyone?
Not bad, not bad.
That's good.
You talking about my new idol?
Your new idol?
Yeah,
Lil Wayne,
I gave up.
Lil Wayne, your new idol?
Lil Wayne? I'm not blasting my cousin.
Everybody's talking about Lil Wayne now, them zebra pants he had on.
We fucking with Lil Wayne.
Those are I just found out they were called jeggings. They're jeans and leggings, and they're for women.
Well, my new idol was wearing that shit way before Lil Wayne came out. You know, I was an Ike Turner fan.
Jesus, are you serious?
I'm still like Turner fan, but now I'm a Rick James fan all the way.
I would have thought you was a Rick James fan before
Ike was a bad motherfucker. Now don't get it twisted, at it, man. You gonna eat that cake?
You gonna eat that cake?
You gonna eat that cake, at it, man. I'm not bullshit.
Oh, nah. He was a scary man.
Oh, Ike.
Yes.
Alright, so in other words, brother, let me ask you. You really think Tina was an angel?
I'm pretty sure that she wasn't. Nobody is, except for the angels that's walking the earth. But Tina, she stayed with a man who beat her ass. It was just, and it wasn't like he, you know what I'm saying? He beat her for like, oh my God.
Here's where I got to come to Ike's defense. This is where I got to come to Ike's defense. Ike just like Joe Jackson. I mean, shit. Them beatings made him sing better.
Lord Jesus. See, that's the thing. Joe Jackson was a father, and he had to discipline his children. Now, I don't know how deep and how wrong he was when he disciplined them, but when it's all said and done, Ike did not own Tina, and he beat her like she was one of his pets or something. Like, he owned her.
Whatever. I was joking about Rick, but I know for a fact that this was Ike every time. I know it was.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
That was Ike all day.
That's crazy.
Fonda, what's happening?
Hello.
What's good?
Nothing much.
Hello.
You okay? That's LaFonda.
That's LaFonda.
LaFonda.
Father, we're speaking to you, baby. Father, we're speaking to you.
I need to hear her name again.
LaFonda.
LaFonda.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
All right, so now, y'all, check it out now. We on Wild Out Wednesday today. I mean, we on some old crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? My man, Timer, he had a topic he wanted to get off on, but, you know, anybody else got any topics they want to hit off on before we get into it?
Yeah. I just want y'all to know that the topic y'all had yesterday, why I get snapped on yesterday?
You got
in my job.
On.
I got snapped on yesterday.
I missed it. What happened?
Man, people was mad. People cheated. They was like, first of all, a woman can't do nothing. A woman can't bring a boy into manhood. Stop saying that. I said, shut up, please. I said, everybody does it. I said, Derrick Rose, Mama did it. They was like, you don't know what that woman went through to get that boy there, so don't say that. He's like, don't say that no more. I was like, wow.
Like, people in my job, it's like, when you listen to radio show last night.
So she did what she had to do to get him there, so she did it. Right?
I mean, the thing,
A lot of people in my job listened to that topic last night, and they said they heard everything that everybody was saying, and they just felt like a woman can't do it.
A woman is not supposed to do it. A woman is supposed to have a man to help her, but she had a whole bunch of women do it.
I mean, like we said, it's more difficult for a woman. You know, it's more difficult. I mean, me personally, I don't believe a woman can raise a man. I mean, he needs some type of male figure around. I mean, that's just my belief.
I mean, okay, just say a woman has a male figure like her male cousins or a study boyfriend. She's still the one that's raising that child.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still certain things that she can't teach him.
He still has a male figure in his life. I'm talking about like my son. Don't nobody. I don't have nobody around. It's me, my son, and my daughter. Now, You can ask, like, okay, can you come and do this? I'm not saying beg a man to be there. Either you going to be there or you're not.
Right.
I really don't care. Now, you
right.
choose to step up, but he going to get. Only thing I can do, I can't, a woman can bring a boy into manhood, but I can give him the characteristics of what I think a man should be. That's just it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, he gets run around and gets to call him sweet daddy. Don't get mad.
You know what? Shut up.
Honestly, I feel like when a man is raised by a woman, solely by a woman, and he becomes more sensitive to a woman's feelings.
It also can go
opposite. He becomes angry because he didn't have a man and then treat women bad. But most of the time, a man becomes more sensitive to a woman's feelings.
You say so.
And who the hell wants them? Nobody.
This ain't Ralph Trash, man.
The ones that we don't even want.
and that's where women make their mistakes at. I would love for a man to be sensitive to my needs and feelings.
Hold on, the new call. We got a new call.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
You need a man with sensitive.
Oh, whatever.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's a good thing that a man to female feelings, because at least you know he ain't gonna make you look like no damn dummy. Because some of these men that are not sensitive, they really could give a fly fuck less what they say to you. And I'm so serious, because
yes.
I've met some ignorant ass men.
Yes.
LaFonda, let me let you in on a little secret. You got a lot of men out here. Yeah. He might be sensitive, but he's still going to do that same old shit. I mean, he's just a little smooth about doing it. He's just going to put the dick in a little bit. He's just put the dick in a little bit slower than what the average roughneck nigga
would. Oh, wow. For real.
I'm just saying.
I just by, if I'm looking at my situation, right now my son is 7. Got to raise him by myself. The only thing I can do is give him what I see as a strong black man is. That's all that you can do. You got to raise him to the best of your abilities. You put him in Boy Scouts. You put him in dads. You put him in a dad program. But that's just like, that's
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts. Yes, I did. Boy Scouts. Seriously. You trying to mess all the way up. Trying to mess that young man up.
I ain't got the pedophile ass.
how you y'all think y'all messing him up by putting him in Boy Scouts?
No, my son ain't going to Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, you must have heard the stories about the Boy Scouts.
Well, I haven't heard the stories about the Boy Scouts, but when my son was in it,
what are y'all talking about?
He learned a lot.
I heard no good. See, that's why.
My son ain't going to Boy Scouts.
None of my son went to Boy Scouts either.
Only bad people I hear about is the Catholic priest or whatever.
Them scout leaders was in there too now.
Right, and he's talking about he got two sticks to rub together. I bet his old punk ass do.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Wow.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got Sunshine, though. Sunshine, what's happening?
Hey, y'all.
What's
hello.
Good,
I'm surprised y'all ain't heard about them scout troop leaders.
I haven't heard nothing about them. What?
Well, baby, you might want to check up on that.
Look up on the internet. You better get somebody out of there.
Yeah, you better check up on the scout
leaders. They going out for weekends, camping in the woods with a grown man. That's just like sending your child to Michael Jackson house.
You talking about
you want to look at Geary, when you see your child camping out here in Geary, they go to the little place over there by, is that Light West Lighthouse,
man.
The little woods out there. So they know what I mean. They know what I mean. That man, he's just a little bit closer to home. Roberta Scout leaders might be.
Right,
I'm going to
act for your kids before you let
them
out your sight.
Put your son in football. Have him play football. Get him out there scouting.
He got too many allergies for me. He can't go nowhere. You need to kill him while let me just on sight.
You said what?
Yeah, my baby allergic to peanuts, strawberries, he lactose intolerant. The peanut allergy killed him by himself. So, yeah, he's not going nowhere.
So, I mean, I understand he got the little allergies and whatnot. I mean, but still, you got to let a boy be a boy. You can't be having a motherfucker like that.
Why everybody keep
telling
him what he can and what he ever can't eat?
Send a little bit of allergies with him so whoever he around won't
they serve. That's the first thing they serve is peanuts. You have to sanitize everything. When you got a high peanut allergy like that, you have to sanitize stuff. Well, then I'm going to go say. How you going to let a boy be a boy, and if he smell peanuts, it'll kill him?
He can be a boy without no peanuts. I don't even like peanuts. I ain't even eat peanuts when I was little. I mean, it'll be a boy. Peanuts ain't going to ruin it. I mean, you can't be, I can't be a little boy because I can't eat Jiffy. Come on,
now. So, have you ever seen somebody have a reaction to peanuts?
Yes, I have.
The first time I found out he was allergic to peanuts, he was like, "Mommy, give me a kiss." Kiss them on his jaw, and he blew up like a damn blowfish.
Yes.
Almost stopped breathing everything.
I mean, hell, give him some Benadryl before he go. I mean, but damn, you ain't got to keep him sheltered.
Yes, I do baby my son to the police, but what am I supposed to do?
Let him be a boy.
But
you know what? I'm
going to
tell you something.
Get him a prescription and get him one of them bracelets to put on his arm.
Right. Because you can't protect him forever. You're not going to be around forever. You have to start teaching him now.
And then
what to be aware of.
Yeah, when he becomes a teenager, he's going to regret. I mean, he's going to hate you and regret how he was raised. Like, I didn't get to do this or I didn't get to do that because my mama was scary.
If people stop acting so stupid, his school is so fucking ignorant. They serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, are you that stupid that you don't know he allergic to peanuts? Most kids are peanuts.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, they're still being retarded. You don't keep up with medication.
Now,
they use his medication. They
for
give
that. You're trying to kill my son.
You know this, Gary. We already talked to the school board. The school board about it. Ignorance, they come.
I understand.
Yes,
how
they are. You know, this is last year at this school.
I mean, don't your son know he can't eat peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, that's not the problem, though. If other kids are eating it and they coming over there touching him, he instantly blows up. Emergency room every time. Every time they serve that, emergency room.
So you mean tell me you don't have to live in a bubble?
No. I just wish people would be, you have to be considerate. Like, when we go to a restaurant, before he goes to a restaurant, we got to go in there, sanitize it, and then he can go sit down. You got to be with somebody. It's so many kids out here allergic to peanuts. That's why if you start noticing them commercials popping on TV, like, they, it's too many kids out here allergic to, like, stuff. You have to be careful with them.
I mean, okay, I understand that. I mean, kids been allergic. This thing just started out. When we was growing up, kids was allergic to stuff. So you can't just, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you can't see. So do you even let him go outside and play football or anything?
Yes, he does. He does play football. My son does. Even though he gets the shit knocked out of him, he does play football. He plays Pee Wee football. And it'd be hard for me not to get up. My boyfriend has had to grab me every time. Shut up. Like, don't say nothing. Because he got the wind knocked out of him Sunday, and he laid down on that field for 15 minutes, and I'm like, my baby ain't got up yet. Why he ain't got up yet? What's wrong? Why he ain't got up yet? But he got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, that usually happens when you play football.
He was about to run out there. My baby!
Yeah, I wanted to run on that field so bad, and he had to grab me. Like, he's like, sit down.
You ready to fight the way to hit, knock the wind out of him. Don't be hitting my baby that hard.
Right.
I dare you.
Tama, what you think, dog?
I think kids gonna be kids. You can't baby them forever. Like she said earlier, you just can't.
I know.
He's gonna regret that shit later on in life.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I said,
not only that, if something, I'm not trying to wish nothing bad on you, but if something happened to you, your baby needs to know what he needs to be aware of, who he can be around. You know what I'm saying?
Write a
you
list.
You need to start teaching him that stuff now.
Write a list. Keep it on the refrigerator.
Oh, he's in his pocket. Everywhere. He knows how to name off his allergies. So I'm not too much worried about that one, but the it's just people
get him an allergy drug, get him an alert bracelet.
Yeah.
He has one of them, too. He keeps the EpiPen on him at all times.
Well, I'll tell y'all what. If I had a son, my son, he had one motto.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
And my daughter will whoop your son ass every day.
My son going to let him know I'm Rick James. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Well, my son, nah, he, because I wanted to kick his ass today. I was like, what are you doing to Roochie? Nothing. I was like, smack your lips one more time here. Boy, you
ain't got the grocery store again?
Huh? I am not at the grocery store.
I'm at work.
I'm at
the grocery store.
Good night.
All right, I tell you what, y'all. Let's go into a song right quick, man. I don't even know what song this is, but enjoy it.
I wanna keep you here. I'm gonna drop one of our jewels. I'm gonna drop a jewel, fellas. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad
lying. He lying. He just trying to see how far he can get, how long he can go without doing it. That
right.
motherfucker that they put for. He planned on doing it. He just trying to see how far he can go or how many times he can get it before you do it. Think that way he can be like, well, damn, you suck my dick 10 times before I even ate your pussy once.
Nah, don't get down like that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It don't get down like that, because if it's to that point, hey, same time, I don't trust you like that.
Okay, but what if I just lie?
Time.
Hey, but now I know some motherfuckers just like head. They really ain't the sex type. They just like head. And I mean, they might figure out your period time, be like, well, damn, I was, but shit, since you on your period, why don't you go and give me some head?
Nope.
Right,
check.
All right, okay. What, Tama, what about you, dog? Is it a deal breaker?
Yeah, if we're in a relationship, hell yeah. Why should I be the one doing it all the time? You know what I'm saying? And besides, to be honest with you, I don't even get no pleasure out of doing this shit. What pleasure do you get from doing it?
What?
You talking about as far as us as men?
Right.
You
when you go down on a woman, what pleasure do you get? You don't get no pleasure.
The same damn.
Exactly,
and we don't either.
Oh, my God, I was choked.
Y'all not men. Y'all can't answer that question. Let a man answer this question.
I wasn't answering it for a man. I'm answering it in reference to a woman. We don't get pleasure out of doing y'all either.
Some of y'all do. I'm lying.
Nah, they faking. I'm going to tell you. Ladies, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell one of our secrets. No, they're
okay.
not. They
okay.
not.
Baby, can I answer the man's question first? I understand you. Yeah, that must be a touchy subject with you. She's like, oh no, motherfucker. Oh, baby. Look, dog. Now, as far as the pleasure for us, dog, I'm gonna tell you like this. If you're doing it right, man, nothing beats seeing her reaction. I mean, I don't know. I'm the type that I love seeing reaction. You know what I'm saying? To see her jumping and grabbing the sheets and all that shit. I mean, me personally, I think that's a turn on. I think, hey, that works for me.
Don't bullshit me.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, I'm just saying, dog. The reaction in itself, I think that would turn everybody on.
Yeah.
I mean, probably initially, a woman probably don't like just say, okay, I feel like sucking dick. I mean, if you do, by all means, call me. But, you know what I'm saying? Okay, ladies, like, y'all got a motherfucker, he grabbed the sheet. He just like, God damn, he pulling your hair, he can't even remember his own name. He calling you mama, baby, I love you. He's down there to pull the wallet out of his pants. I mean, come on. That shit ain't no turn on.
It is for me.
Ain't it
the truth?
To know I'm blowing your mind like that, that just boosts my ego even more.
Right, you damn near got this nigga in tears. He damn near crying. Oh, God, baby.
Knees and buckles and shit.
Right, he holding his mouth. He don't want to say he loves you. That's why he got to cover his mouth, because he damn near said, oh, I love you.
Right, his lip, damn near biting his lip off and shit.
Right, that bit of lip off and shit. I still got a motherfucker cut at the bottom of my lip when I think about it. I mean,
no.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, Diamond. I mean, to see a woman doing all that jumping and moaning and squirming and squirting.
Make her get hands on her back, boy. She started moving up the wall. Ain't nothing like eyes rolling the back of her head.
Yes, Lord.
Right. The poltergeist.
I mean, Tommy, you don't like that reaction.
Hey, man.
You talk, you know it's time.
I apologize for my advice.
I apologize.
I got mine.
No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. I ain't that motherfucking selfish. I can be selfish, but not that selfish.
Usually not that selfish, okay.
Not that selfish. I mean, I've done that shit before. I think everybody has. But no, if she don't do me, I'm not going to do her. Now, we could do each other at the same time. But ain't none of that, you know what I'm saying? You know how you get that? Well, you go first. No, you go first. I got to go first.
Hold on, dog. You got to be skilled to do the 69. I'm sorry. Because it's a lot of motherfuckers. It's a lot of women. And I'm sorry. Hey, I got to say this. It's a lot of women that can't 69 worth of fuck.
What?
I mean, they. Because they can't. They You licking them good. So they clenching down. Ooh. Oh, bitch, you still forgot my dick is in your mouth. Don't bite that. Oh, man. Dog, that's 69. She done clenched up and bit down, and now you're like, oh, what the fuck?
Poor baby.
I'm just saying, everybody, all women can't do it. Some women, you just got to be like, hold on, man. Let's just take turns.
It turns me on when a man does it before he pull his dick out thinking I'm finna suck it. When you go and just do it without me saying nothing, I'm gonna make sure when I put it in my mouth, whew. You're going to get it just like you gave it to me, even better.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
I can appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, though, like I said, you just got something out there. Now, all right, Tom, let me ask you. If she's not doing it right, is she going to make a stop?
As long as she ain't biting me, man.
Wow.
But you know what?
As long as she ain't using her teeth.
Right. And I got one more pet peeve, dog. I hate the hollow mouth. Don't hollow mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
What's hollow mouth?
That is hollow mouth. Well, you act like you said to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. You moving your tongue. You got your mouth open like a big O, but you just... Like, you know, your top lip, your bottom lip, you just, like you just blowing on something off. But just, don't do that, because then I'm going to get aggravated. Don't hollow mouth.
Oh,
I don't feel no tongue. I don't feel the top of your mouth. I don't feel no suction, no nothing. It's just.
Maybe she's open her mouth trying to get ready to.
No, I'm the one to suck dick. That's when I have to tell you. Girl, go on, get your ass sucked. Go on, move on.
Wow.
I got to go. My mama just called. I got to go.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, come on, now. You know how that is, yeah. I mean, and that's another thing. This is why I can't understand. Why? I mean, I'm not saying y'all, because like, y'all think like y'all some go-getters when it comes down to it. But why do girls try to play like they too pretty to do it? What? How can you be pretty sucking dick? Your mouth in the shape of an O. You looking up, so that means your eyes bucked out like a motherfucker. How you trying to look pretty?
I ain't even trying to look at you. I'm trying to... I'm on a mission. My man is in
the right. And that's, I mean, I understand, okay, I understand y'all want to look, because hell, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then I look up to see what your reaction is. But I'm like, which way? I'm like, Burke Mac, that shit just staring at me the whole time. That is not a turn on.
I don't think.
Stop looking at me.
You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to what you're doing.
Pay attention, because...
I'm
going to be going home. Either that means you're not giving your 100%.
Right. Right. I mean, you. Right, the whole time you.
I'm putting y'all on hold, y'all. Sorry, but I'm still at work.
Okay. I mean, well, my thing is, if you just sit down, I mean, you going for broke. I mean, you hear me moaning. You know, you hear me moaning. I'm grabbing the motherfucker. See, I pulled the sheets off the bed. I knocked all the pillows off the bed. And you stop. Tell me, is it good? What the fuck you think?
Wow.
It ain't now, shit. It will be you start talking.
Done turned you completely off, huh?
Damn, would you shut the fuck up? Just shut up. Pay attention to what you're doing. I know your mama taught you that. Pay attention to what you're doing.
Oh. Wow, my mama didn't teach me nothing about sucking dick.
I mean, it applies in everyday life. Pay attention to what you
do. Yes, that's true. That's true.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, that's just me. What about you, Brad? What you think?
I'm just listening.
You know damn well she don't talk about shit like that, man.
He know better. He just did that because he knew what I was going to say. And I knew he was getting ready to say something to me.
Man, I'm gonna get her one day. I'm gonna catch a full of that motherfucking patrol one night. She gonna loosen up one night. I'm gonna catch her one night.
I wanna be on here when she do, cause
I know cause she got a lot to say. I already know. I can hear now. Yeah.
I do got a lot to say.
I know. I can hear now. I'm gonna catch one of them nights you get off work. One of them nights you like full of that patrol. Let me call in and see what they talking about. She gonna get the reminiscing. Yeah, I remember that day. Everybody, I'm gonna put everybody on mute and just let you go for broke.
Oh, y'all be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go buy that patrol next week. All right, check this out, y'all. We gone wild out Wednesday. I mean, I'm wanna have some fun. I mean, we grown folks. Like I said, let's talk about what we want to talk about. Y'all know what we call here to talk about. We call here to talk X-rated, so let's get it on. What's been happening? What's going on? You know, I went to my number one source. Janae, what's happening?
What?
I know you guys. You done fucked us one day this week, I know.
What?
I know.
Yeah,
come
yes,
on.
I have.
Holler
at
you, boy.
What?
Come on.
He making me blush.
I always want being put on the spot.
He making
I know,
me blush.
But shit. She. I just run the pictures. She a red motherfucker, too. I bet what she do. Well, never mind. Come on. Go ahead.
Yes, I do turn solid.
I know, I think it's like bright red, too. That's a red, dude.
Okay, well, I was at this hotel. You know I got a story. I was at this hotel room.
Oh, y'all.
And so I had my friend come up there, but my kids were with me. I had my two boys. Why I just sit them like running around the hotel? I told them like go play around the hotel for a little bit. And then I locked them out the room because you know they had the room key, but they didn't know when you inside the room. You know how you can lock it still and put that thing over the door so they still can't get in. The key don't work, but they didn't know that.
Right.
So they knew.
Well, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't
know.
Yeah, so people still can't get in your room. There's an extra lock on there. So they kept coming back to the door like, our key won't work. Oh, we was getting it in. We had to hurry up, though.
Got you a little quickie on.
Sometimes the quickies be the best, boy.
Yeah, I know.
I know, right?
Especially if you got,
if you know you're about to get caught.
That's the best. It's like, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be great.
Oh.
That thrill.
Yes, it is.
You trying to get loose?
Home,
she trying to get loose? Oh, good Lord.
So that was my little moment for this week. I have some more next week.
I know. You always do. You never disappoint, baby. You never disappoint. Mother, what's been happening with you? You've been on and off the show. What's been happening with you?
Man, I can only tell y'all about like this trifling man. He's trifling, and I had to cut him off after. But, like, he had came over to visit, spend some time with me, you know. And, you know, he kept talking about how he wanted me to sit on his face and everything. And I'm telling him, well, you know, we're going to have to take a rain check because this ain't the time. I'm, like, just getting out the shower. I had my little long gown on, and I didn't put on no panties, but I had on a tampon. And
Just listen,
please. Why? I mean, this is just nasty to me. You see the string coming out, hanging out. He licking all in my ass.
Oh, God.
Licking my booty and on the verge of basically giving me head, and it was like.
That
my
word
God.
Again.
I'm so sorry. It's just, you know, you know, I ain't been on here in a minute. You know, I forgot some
Hello?
Of the rules. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, y'all. I'm still at work.
Okay, baby. You ain't got to yell. We hear you.
I had to tell you,
like,
all it was just so nasty. Like, how in the world, after you know, after I done told you.
But you didn't stop him, right?
I mean, and then he put my feet in his mouth. I'm like, man.
But you didn't stop him.
Of course
I don't hear no. I was about to say, I ain't hear no stopping there nowhere.
Of
right, I ain't
not.
Hear no stop, no don't. All I
just was thinking, like, I was
thinking,
like, he had some big juicy lips, and he hit the spot real fast, so I was like, oh, my God. But then I'm thinking, at the same time, so when he got through, I got up and left the room, and I played the cold shoulder until he got up and left, yeah, you know. But it was just, like, overwhelming to me, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe
this
happened. Yeah,
that's kind of messed up. You didn't give him a hand job or a rub or the nipple or nothing, huh?
No, Now, if, I mean, because that was nasty to me, that means you doing all kind of nasty shit, and I don't know how many people you doing that nasty shit with.
Yeah,
you
but you still didn't say no stop.
Right, you didn't say no, don't stop. You said
it was
you
more like keep going, come on.
I was like, but he
really.
Instead of spread your leg.
He hit a spot and I couldn't say nothing else, so I couldn't even breathe. So once he stopped, I got up.
What's his name? Because we gonna put him on blast. What is his name?
Miguel,
you the nasty motherfucker.
Man,
I missed it. What did Miguel do?
Miguel's a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, Miguel's just nasty. We gonna leave it at that. Miguel's just a nasty motherfucker. He ain't freaky. He nasty.
That's kind of nasty.
That was just totally horrible.
Yes, like I was like, oh my goodness. I mean. I feel like I was wrong for not pushing him away, but he just got all, I mean, when I say he put his whole face in it, and this is like a 6'8" nigga, I couldn't really, like, I couldn't stop it. It was like, oh my goodness. But
come on, okay, now, brother. Now you know damn trying to stop it. Only thing I know what you was thinking. You ain't sitting there talking about she couldn't stop it. Yeah.
Like, girl, I would have went and got a dish and stopped that period. It was the last day of my period. I really wasn't bleeding, but no, that just turned me completely off. Like, oh my goodness. What else?
Okay,
who else you doing it to?
Hold on for a sec. How can you stop a period?
Oh.
There's ways, baby.
Well, shit, you on there with a panel of experts.
Oh, somebody answered the question for me. I mean, how can you stop that shit?
She just told you. Right. It's a temporary stop. It don't stop it completely, but it stops it so you can do what you need to do.
Okay. So, in other words, women can't use that excuse anymore. Because if they really want to, they can stop it.
I mean, that's for people who don't mind having sex on their period. Like...
Right.
Some women don't think it's nasty. Because it ain't like you smell like flowers while you're on your period. So, I mean, some people can't handle that.
You said you smell like flowers.
I said it ain't like you smell like flowers when you're on your period. You smell just the opposite.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't get into it knowing that I'm not fresh. I couldn't get into it like that.
But you let him do it. You keep saying that.
I didn't let him do shit. I'm telling you, he came up behind me and just
was like, shit, if I can walk through mud, I can lick through blood, huh?
I guess that's what he was thinking, because, oh, my goodness.
I don't know where that thing came from. That's fucked up.
That's nasty as hell, man.
I know.
Getting through blood? Come on, man. You swallowing period blood, man. Like baby eggs and all kinds of shit up in there.
Yeah, babies.
Oh, that's nasty.
Messing up y'all appetite.
Yeah, that's
kind of fucked up.
That's nasty. Ugh.
I never have my red wings.
I'm telling you, you better make sure. Like,
Now you probably. I'm just gonna keep that to myself.
What?
No, he said he ain't never had his red wings. He probably just.
But I've never had my. Oh no, I checked my beard when I'm done. I got favor. Well, I check
when
my
you
shit.
Done. That's the key word, when you done.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you something, dog.
Baby,
yes,
I still do the finger.
What would you
baby,
do?
Wait a minute. I still do the finger move first.
Mm-hmm.
I do the finger first.
That ain't got nothing to do.
I mean, what would
it.
You do, though, dog? Let's say you down on a girl. She come on up here, but she probably ain't going to say nothing.
It wouldn't be nice. It
you come up with like
nice.
A face full of blood, dude. How would you react?
It wouldn't end nice. It probably wouldn't end nice at all.
Crawled away in a jail.
I'll probably end up getting locked up, man. that wouldn't end right, man.
Let me ask the ladies. Now, when y'all having sex, do you know when? Let's say your period come on during sex. You're in the middle of fucking, and your period come on. Do you know?
No.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
I mean, honestly, I feel like, okay, you might know, okay, I'm about to start my period in the next couple of days, and that's what, I'm going to let you know that. I might be getting ready to start my period soon.
But do you know when you start?
Not in the middle of sex. You something gushing out, you might think it's your wet, being just being wet or whatever. I don't know, cause I don't get down like that.
Okay, well,
they saying
about
not
the
that you're doing it on purpose. It's like you don't know, and you in the middle of it, and then it just happened. They're not saying that you just outright doing it on purpose.
Right? Do you know? I mean, you in the middle of fucking. You come on your period. Do you actually know you're on your period at that point in time? Or is it a wait till we finish and blood ain't with time?
If an odor come out, then yeah. You should know.
Odor?
Yeah. When you're on your period, like I said before, you don't smell like flowers when you're on your period.
I understand that, but the odor come out immediately?
I don't know.
I did not know that.
I'm not
a woman. I'm asking.
What the hell? Oh, that's the dude coming back from the charter.
I don't know. I'm asking. The odor comes out immediately.
I don't know.
I mean, I swear, look, but
Mr.
I'm not trying to be.
Mr. Ashley,
I'm just asking.
That bus right now, you need
I'm
to,
sure.
Before you pull anything else out.
God damn, I hated to mute her, but god damn, man, she's just being rude.
What did she say? I couldn't hear, she was hollering.
I just want somebody to answer the question.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well,
okay, let me ask Red. Red, do you know?
What's your question?
The question
is... Do you know that you're coming on?
No, I'm saying you in the middle of sex, you come on your period. Do you know you came on your period right then and there?
No.
Well, you don't know?
No. I wouldn't think you would know until you got up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, well, hold on, y'all. Somebody just, they've been listening for a while. I guess they got something to say. What's up, Carla? Who this?
This is Trey. I'm just listening.
Who?
Trey.
Okay. Trey, you push one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what you got to say about it?
Nothing. She already answered it. No, you wouldn't know.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Well, I mean,
I think every woman is different, though. Some women may know, but I don't think everybody's the same.
Don't y'all get the stomach cramp or some shit, though?
Yeah,
exactly.
But that comes before. You have signs before you get ready to come on anyway.
Right.
You have bloating. I mean, why would somebody want to lay down and they bloating?
Right, like I'm about to come on my period. I can feel it, you know.
I can too.
That's what I'm gonna let you know. I'm about to come on my period. It might come tonight. It might come tomorrow. It might not come for a couple of days. But I know I'm coming. It's coming because I'm getting cramps or my stomach swollen or something.
I gotta tell you. I get up. And I mean, y'all telling me, you know, I hear what y'all saying, and y'all right. But you know what I'm saying? But if y'all feeling that sensation, I went down on you, and I go in the bathroom to go wash up, and I see my face all red and shit, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking ass. Come here.
Oh, Lord Jesus, he crazy.
For real.
I wouldn't blame you. Wouldn't
slick that one in there real good.
That's how a woman cleans herself without having a period. I wouldn't want you doing that no way.
Well, hey.
Okay, let me ask a question. Now, for most men, having sex with a woman on the period, that's just kind of gross.
Yeah.
But if you got a man that's willing to do it, would you do it?
No.
Red, you say no. Why?
I said no. I'm saying no, but that wasn't me that said no right then.
Oh, okay. Well, if he wanted to do it, why wouldn't you go ahead and let him do it?
God.
Why would he want shit like that? Nasty motherfucker.
Hey, some dudes do that shit.
About that
some
nasty shit anyway. Out of all the exotic shit to talk about, y'all want to talk about some shit like this right here?
I just know why. I don't even know how we got on the period. Now that's mother. Mother did that shit.
You asked me about this, my last, you know, little, you know, and I was telling you.
Now, who is that?
You're not going to go off.
Hey, I got a question. Hey, I got a question for the ladies on the panel, man. Can I ask my question?
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, why y'all won't swallow, but y'all nut in our mouth when we eat y'all pussy, though?
Good question.
Hmm?
Everybody kind of quiet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do, so.
Well, the ones that don't, because you know.
Stop. Who said that?
I said there are some people who have a nasty taste.
Well, hold on, brother. Hold on. You. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. But who just said they do?
That was me.
Let me see. Eric, okay. Oh, okay. Finish what y'all was saying.
Like, there are some people that have, like, a nasty taste to their cum. Like, it's nasty. It's bitter or...
But if the man doing his job down there on y'all bust a nut, y'all do it to us.
And you ain't got to keep it in your mouth. You can spit it out.
Y'all still do. You don't have to keep it in the mouth either.
I don't care what you do with it once it's released. You can spit it out. You can hell. Or use it for toothpaste if you want to. And don't bother me.
It's catchy.
That was gross as hell, man.
I know people that use it for toothpaste.
Okay, you know what, brother? It was a joke. Let that go, all right? Cause you
I do. I know a couple of white kids that do.
Seriously. I want to feel kind of horny after this show, not sick, all right? We're going to go to a commercial real quick.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, right, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's doing on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to sincity.crew.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. That's sincity.crew. With a Z. .com.
That's why I'm fucking your friend, bitch.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew it. That's why I'm on my Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, wait a minute. Hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
FanCity.Spruce.com, y'all. You don't get caught up.
Wow.
So I have to go through all the bullshit.
You know what? I never get no reaction out of y'all when that commercial get played. You know that?
I just gave you one.
So they wouldn't have went down like that with me.
Wow.
Hold on. But now, let me play the second commercial, because this is the one I've seen to get reaction out of, especially when it comes to you women.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What?
No, don't pretend like you sleep, because I knew you wasn't asleep. I know you know. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass
was. Has this ever happened to you?
Have
you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBoost.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Peace.
Man, I don't even know that. The bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They going to take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them.
Facebook bitch shit. Bye.
What? God damn, that's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
Now, see, y'all laugh at that one because the dude got caught. Y'all want to laugh at that one. That was funny to y'all.
Yeah, it's funny when the dude get caught, huh?
Well,
right.
It was funny, too. I say, wow.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm telling y'all, come to SinCity.Spruce.com. Get in the chat room with us. Fuck with your boys. Hey, we over here having fun every time. Mother, and you know what? And we were talking about you the other day. Was it the other day y'all was talking about Mother?
What about me?
Probably. I don't know.
Tell me.
Oh, I mean, you know, you and your friend gave the show.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, he was excited. He was real excited. That was his first live show.
That motherfucker wouldn't stop talking to the camera. That motherfucker to the camera like, hey, y'all. Hey, brother was looking like, hey, motherfucker, look at me. Look at me. He like, fuck this. Y'all see me?
I wasn't even paying attention, and then I looked down, and he's staring in the camera. I'm like, what the fuck? You excited, ain't you? Okay. Enjoy. Because this be your last time.
Oh, wow.
He was new to it. You can't get mad at him because he was new to it.
I wasn't really mad at him. It was just like, okay, like, he's looking kind of cuckoo, like. He should at least played it, like, cool and calm and collected. He was all geeked up, like, that's his first piece of coochie, like.
No, I don't think that was, it was just the point that the camera was on.
Then he started asking, when we going to do it again? I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow. Well, I mean, shit. Hey, he was ready, too. He was raw, ready and willing. That motherfucker, hey. I ain't never seen no man.
He enjoyed himself, really.
We could tell. That motherfucker got on there. I ain't saying that you ain't got no fire, not like that, but that motherfucker did not look at you not one time. That motherfucker was looking like, hey, y'all.
I'm on TV.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Remember when he tried to take the long stroke? That nigga's like, oh, that nigga flying through the motherfucking snake. The snake, the worm. Goddamn, boy. Go ahead, get it in there, brother. Get it in.
Yeah, he really enjoyed himself.
I can imagine shit.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker looked like he was out there.
He was trying his best not, because he was ready to bust so fast, but he was trying his best to hold on.
Oh, damn. Wait a minute. You know what? Hold on, dude. Hey, I ain't mean to cut you off, but hey, dog, what you going to do?
Oh, we ain't got no time now, man. We ain't got no time. We'll save it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just letting y'all know. I'm putting out the father time. Chronicle for y'all. I guess we let time slip past us. So I guess next week y'all is Chronicle.
I'm thinking about how I need to be pent up like a pretzel right now. You shouldn't even.
You know what? You must be really flexible because ask y'all for a whole 2 years now. That's all I've heard you talking about, pent up like a pretzel.
I told you I was very flexible. Very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Miss Pearl.
I think I proved it on the West Name when I put my legs behind my neck. I do believe. You might have not. You might have forgot about it, but I did show how flexible I am.
Okay, okay, okay.
I apologize for my outburst.
Sorry. I totally forgot about that. You right, I'm wrong, babe.
I love to be pent up.
Okay, okay. That's what it do. Try to get me an orgy jumping off. Create a get me an orgy going. Do they still do those?
I just got invited to a group the other day. Everywhere.
That's what you should have told us about instead of that 4 minute quickie you had.
I haven't been to a party in a minute, though. They always invite me. I just ain't been.
Just selfish. They never asked me to go with nothing. Just selfish.
I'm saying, because I told you to let me know.
Just selfish.
I'm not selfish.
You know what? I would really like to go. I mean, I just want to see how, you know, I've never been to an official one. You know what I'm saying?
It was amazing. It was like, wow.
I didn't been in a house and it didn't start it off. It formed into one, but just a regular like, okay, this is what this is. I've never been to an actual one.
I couldn't believe how much the tickets cost, and then like, I'm like, I better get a show tonight because these tickets is off the chain. And when I walked through the door, it was like, OMG. Wow.
So it was worth it.
It was worth it. It was worth every dime.
Well, if you go with a couple, it's like $30. I think singles only like $15 or something. It's single males that got to pay more.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Like $50 for his ticket.
Hey.
I didn't know they charged.
Yeah, they charged to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but now think about it, though. You walk in there, you got every form, shape. I mean, I know y'all women, y'all thinking about the dicks, but you got all these women, though. I mean, just your variety. I mean, as soon as I walk in the door, I could just see me now.
Down.
Okay, let me ask a question. You pay your money, you go into the party, you can have sex with anybody in there, right?
As long as they agree to it.
You gotta be bitch, you motherfucker. You
pay me going in there. Just taking it, right.
I'm saying I'll pay my money. If I pay my money, I'm here to get anybody in there I want.
Come here, bitch. That's
your considerate
rate.
Right now, but hey, y'all ain't got to be all rough with me like that. Make a choice.
I'm saying, what's the purpose of charging? Okay, I pay $30 to get in. I see someone I want. If she don't want me, I just wasted $30.
Come on, dog.
More
you
than
just
one
can't walk
female in there, though. So.
Right, but you just can't walk up in there, dog.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
You can't walk in there like
shit,
that.
Shit, why
dog?
Not? I just paid my money to get in.
Listen, you mingle first. You mingle first.
It's They got a bar.
And what could happen is she might be upstairs getting it in with other people, and you could just sneak in there with the rest of them.
Because
that's what some of them do.
Yeah, I got it. Like the guy came to me, like me and my girl been watching you, and we wanted to know if we can, if you would join us. And I'm like, well, I'm with a friend, and he was like, well, he can come too. And I'm like, thinking to myself, okay.
You know what? I can hear Father Time. I can hear his opening line.
Now I tell you what, I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Damn right. See, I paid my money to get in. I should be entitled to have sex with whoever I want. If I pay my money, it's like they pay their money. You know it's a sex party. That's where everybody's
y'all
there
anyway.
Y'all
don't have to take him with y'all.
Okay.
Right.
We'll never be back again.
Okay.
Right. They slinging him out the door. I can hear him hollering.
We
bring
this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
I'm just saying, man. I don't understand the concept, man. I think if you pay your money to get in, you know everybody's there to have sex. That's the whole purpose. Everybody there.
No,
you pay
that's
your
not
money,
true, though.
Some people
that's
like
not true.
Just have sex in front of people. Like,
yeah, and
right.
Some people just come to watch.
Who,
some people
I mean,
just
the
watch.
The whole time we was there, she was down on her knees giving him head. She couldn't get up to do, I mean, oral, giving him oral pleasure. She couldn't get up to see nobody else or get touched by nobody else, you know. Then I seen another couple where she rode her man the whole time they was there. And they was
well, they should be in a separate room. The people that's there, they should be in a separate room.
In the place that I went to, there were several rooms. There was like the champagne room, the room with mirrors all on there all the walls, the tree house, the Star
there's
Trek
different
room.
Rooms for different things. You have a group room, you have private rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's different rooms for different things. There's a room where if you know you're in that room, everybody can watch you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open for them.
Time, I'm not going with you because I'm not going to be jumping no gates here and no shit behind the glass.
Oh,
you don't want me to go because, fuck that. I'm in that mother.
Bitch, don't you know who I am? I'm Father Time, bitch.
I'm Rick James, bitch. You better recognize. I want you.
Thing.
Well, give me my money back, one or two.
Guard.
I'm going to tear this motherfucker
right
up.
On up out of there.
And that's why they have security.
Yes.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They're
going to
give you your first warning. Calm down, man. Calm down. Maybe you need a shot or two.
They don't want me to start drinking.
Oh, Lord.
Then I really want her.
You don't need to ever go.
I mean, I just don't understand the concept. Everybody there to get their freak on.
There are people there that are voyeurs. They just want to watch. There are people there that just want people to watch them. There are people there that just have never experienced it before and just want to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And there are people there that are just looking for women.
Oh, man, that would be ugly. I could see him talking shit.
I could see it too, Lord. Help me. Ain't nobody should pay your bond, nigga, no.
Right. I can see him talk to security.
Man, move over and let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
My choking up in there.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, he going to jail.
Amen. Straight to jail.
Right
Hey, don't they got, like, they got one of those rooms in there, right?
Attempted murder confinement.
Amen.
I'm saying, don't they got one of those rooms in there? They got to have one of those kind of rooms in there where you do the little, you know, the choking stuff with the whips and
with
all
the,
that shit.
With the chains and the,
Yeah, there's some places that have them.
Man, mm-hmm.
the front seat,
man, for the ball. But she still got to want to do it to you. You might not be
How would y'all feel with y'all going with y'all women, like y'all main women, and like other guys try to approach y'all women?
Oh, fuck that.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Lord, have mercy.
Because, you know, they come past you, they rub you, because they try to see how far or who they going to pick. So during the whole time, you know, women get their little feels and men be feeling on them as they walking past each other and stuff like that.
Hey, and after I tell her that, and you know how motherfuckers be sitting there looking, you know, he want to stand there eyeballing it. Hey, man, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean, hey, I have to tell
you. Quit talking to your cool ass, nigga.
Get your ass off. Get your cool ass off.
No, I wouldn't go there with my woman. I can't watch another man do my girl. I can't see that kind of shit. Fuck that.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy yourself at all, baby.
Hell, you might as well
just go ahead and...
I ain't the only motherfucker that think like that. It's a whole...
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers
like
out there. I know they think like that.
Oh, no.
You see, they ain't even want to respond.
Think like what? That they got to have whatever coochie they want.
No, it's about watching another man do your girl.
Oh.
I mean, you know what?
These motherfuckers block me in.
It's just like that. I mean, granted, us as men, y'all, I commend women that's able to do it all the time. I mean, I don't know. We probably would have to establish that type of relationship from the beginning. If that's mm-hmm. the type of relationship we got established from day one, mm-hmm. then yeah. But now, I mean, you know, if it's just like it's just been me and you. So me, you, and her, and it's going to be hard for me, you, and him to get in there. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but what if we just separate and, okay, you go your way, I go my way, and you don't know what's going on, and we just be back up at the end.
The guy was like, okay, if he don't pull out a rubber and put it on him, you better walk away. Come on,
I
ain't that stupid.
Man, fuck that. You talking about split up? I'll be searching every motherfucking room in there looking for your ass.
You don't need to go, baby. I'm telling you off top. You don't never need to step foot.
Dog, imagine this, man. You in the club with her. You talking about, baby, I got to run to the bathroom right quick. You come back, she gone. They gonna get your search on.
You
I'm gonna be searching like a motherfucker.
With you, you the type.
They scoop your ass naked. It's on.
They
somebody
scoop you up quick too. They scoop you up quick too. Cause somebody tried to catch me in the bathroom. I was coming out the bathroom. I was like, oh lord, I'm by myself.
Right.
Okay. Ain't no splitting up. We stay together. We came together. We gonna stay together.
I can picture this dude, man. This is the funny part about it.
Yeah, I can too.
I can picture it, boy. He done threw the whole place up.
Man.
Knocking the security out.
Nah, man. I'm saying, dude, when we get in the party, we there. As soon as we walk in the door, I look at and I tell her like this.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people.
Now, let me catch you walking around with another motherfucker. Let me see another motherfucker see you naked.
It's going to be
you out
trouble.
Your motherfucking mind. That shit ain't going to happen. Come on, split up. Baby, go get me a drink. No, you come with me.
Wow.
We're going to get a juice together.
Lord,
he's gonna have a chained up like dude, like boy Samuel had the chick on Black Snake Moon.
Goddamn right.
I'm gonna handcuff ass to the front door.
Wow.
Fucking move.
Wow.
I'll be back.
Can he catch his breath, dog? I keep pinching this dude in my head.
You come back, she's chained up, and a motherfucker eating ass.
Exactly. If she can't move, it ain't her fault. She was like, I can't do anything. I'm here to come for the dog.
She can close her motherfucking legs. Her hands handcuffed. She can close her legs.
I'm fucking her ass up when we do the club.
And I'm going to make her give me my money back.
Hey, but wait a minute. $30. Hey, here's a fucking. Oh boy, got your woman in there. He turned back and he looked at you. Say,
yo,
G-Money, like,
I like this girl of yours.
Oh,
that was good,
man. That
motherfucker gonna get his ass whooped, man. I'm going to jail. Like, if he says some shit like that, I'm going to jail. I'm prepared. That was good, Cass. That was good.
I like this girl of yours.
She didn't kick square in the face.
Oh.
I had a stuff out of the ride in that bug. That shit ain't funny, man. That shit was funny. Paid my money. Goddamn right. I paid $30 getting this motherfucker. I ain't going nowhere. Fuck you.
Nigga, kick me out.
Motherfucker,
you want to kick you out.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck the security guards. I don't give a fuck how big they is. I ain't going nothing.
I'll give my money back, then I leave. If not, I'm staying to this motherfucker clothes.
You can't take that clothes, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
I'm staying to that bitch clothes. Give my money back.
Oh,
whichever one come first.
All right, now y'all see. Do y'all see what I've been putting up with? Pretty much my whole life dealing with this dude.
Hey, man, I ain't built for that kind of shit.
Y'all like that funny as hell.
Man, can y'all imagine the shit I've been put up with this dude? This is his everyday. That's his everyday demeanor. Can you imagine putting up with
every
this
day?
I am who I am. The motherfucker down there had me getting ready to fight my family because of a damn coat.
The trench coat? Not the trench coat.
No. Yeah, the prince coat. His leather trench.
That's right. I love that fucking coat. I still got that motherfucker, too.
I believe you. Oh, my God, man. Oh, okay.
I just don't do that kind of stuff, man.
I feel you.
That shit might work for y'all, but I can't, not with my girl. I just can't do it, man.
You just have to get an understanding before you go.
She gonna understand. She gonna keep her clothes on and watch. That's the understanding.
Yeah, her understanding with him gonna be okay, baby. Me and the girls just going out. And she gonna go by herself.
Where y'all going?
I gotta ask you, dog. What if somebody came by and just looked at your old lady and then just told you?
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
You almost made me spit water all over my computer.
I can hear Father God out. If a motherfucker came by and did that, I mean, what else could I say?
Next time you hear grown you folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
That's all I can tell them. Shut the fuck up.
Man, I could do that.
Whatever. You finna talk the shit out of his ass for saying that because you gonna feel disrespected.
Yeah, right. And I just slap his ass with the closest thing I can grab. I don't play those fucking games. You did what? You not what? What'd you say? And it's on.
If she smile, I can hear him now.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, motherfucking man. I'm knocking everybody the fuck out on my way out the door.
Damn.
I ain't bullshitting.
But dog,
if you agreed,
you knew the job was dangerous when you took it back.
That's the only thing you can say, man. You do damn well.
No, it ain't. Somebody get fucked up. That's what I'm saying. I'm throwing chairs and everything. I'm gonna shut that bitch down.
Where the fuck did you bring him from?
Don't you never bring that motherfucker back.
I mean, she should know, man. You know, the woman should know the type of person that you are in the goddamn beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she invited me to some shit like that, she should already know my reaction before she even fix something out to say you want to go. You know what I mean?
That's why I said she gonna say, baby, me and the girls going out tonight.
All right, I'm going to tell you. Let me catch you at that motherfucking sex show, sex party, whatever. I'm like, me and the fellas going out, too. I'm going to the same club she's going to.
I went with my girls a couple of times.
Well, see, it's easier for a woman. You know what I'm saying?
That don't mean you have to do nothing is what I'm saying.
I mean, come on now. If you my woman, you come home talking about, baby, I just left the sex show.
Yeah.
What did you do? Oh, I ain't do nothing. I just watched.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to believe that? You surrounded by 100 naked ass men? Shit. Fuck that.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
You just watch, huh? There's 100 naked motherfuckers in there. You just watch.
Hold on, Tom. Calm down. Calm down, brother. Calm down. She just, it was hypothetical. He about to move somebody's neck.
Hey,
Trey, you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, would you go to one of those? Would you ever go to one of those with your mate?
No.
You would never go. Okay, right. We're gonna bypass Janine because we already